Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to In the Studio with your host, Linus, and our producer, Chauvinet. You're on the Essence of Success Radio Network, always on Sunday in the studio at 3 p.m. So let me bring my producer on, Chauvinet.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
And today our show is about Black History Month and Civil Rights. So I've posted it on the website, and I'm welcoming people to come to call in. I've noticed throughout the month on Facebook and Google, people have posted different history notes or current events that are going on. So we welcome you to call in, and let's talk about it. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Now, also, the chat room is open today. So as you go in there, Shab or I1 will try and answer some questions or keep the discussion going. But anyway, it is open. And, of course, as always, we begin Sunday's show with entertainment news, the news of the weird, and, of course, Shab is bringing the sports report. So, Shab, was there any announcements? I do want to say, Shab's god sister, Nikki Miller. Happy birthday. Today's her birthday.
Yes, and happy birthday to Danita. Happy birthday to Tamara, and happy birthday to Amanda.
All right. Oh, and happy birthday to Spencer.
Yay!
Got it all in. All right. Very good. Okay, well, let's see here. We are going to discuss now about entertainment news. And we're going to start off with Brian McKnight. He is having serious money problems. Poor Brian. He is currently suing his former accountant, Vernon Brown and Company, for failing to pay his taxes over a 10-year period. McKnight, singer, songwriter, and producer, owes $1 million back in taxes and over $500,000 in back penalties and interest. He says he was placed on an installment plan, but no payments were made. McKnight's music royalties have been frozen. He now has bad credit, and his driver's license is suspended. It's hard to believe he would. Yeah, it's hard to believe he would let his situation come to this. Why hasn't he paid attention to his money? Personal finances are not something you can leave solely to others. Huh, that's so true. So many people have gotten burned by their so-called. You know, people that supposedly, but anyway. Well, also, since we're talking about taxes, I saw a few more stories, so let's get see what this is. Well, another person having tax problems is Vince Herbert. Herbert, the husband and manager of singer reality star Tamar Braxton, for any of you folks that watch the Braxton Family, owes the IRS $3 million in back taxes. He recently made headlines when he bought himself a brand new Bentley. Okay. Goes around, comes around. And the tax man cometh again, this time for your girl shop, Florida. The IRS says three consecutive years has raised the rapper's bill to almost $2 million owed to the government.
Damn.
Uncle Sam ain't playing. Allen Iverson has been ordered to pay his lawyer $65,000. Why? Because they settled up his divorce from his ex-wife, Tawana, but the retired NBA player has yet to pay his legal fees.
Does he have any money?
I don't think so, Shab. I think the boy is broke, to be honest with you. I think he is broke. Good business news. Eagles backup quarterback Michael Vick is teaming up with BET 106 and Park host Bow Wow for a line of men's hair care products. It's going to be called Wave Masters with a Z and includes supplies such as brushes, pomades, and skull caps.
Watch out, man.
Congratulations to you on that. Now, hot story, is Janet Jackson ready to leave the building? Huh? According to published reports, the Pleasure Principle singer is not happy in her marriage to Qatar businessman Wassim Al-Mayna. This was the third time down the aisle for Jackson, but she's ready to call it quits. Al-Mayna has a billion-dollar fortune, and sources say Jackson is going to challenge her prenup. Jackson's missing performing. Now she has to be covered at all times since she converted to Islam. Okay, I don't know what you were thinking, Janet. There are also reports that Wissam wants to add a second wife so he can have children.
Wow.
Okay. She didn't think that would happen. You converted to Islam. In Islam, you ain't on the road performing. And
wow.
You definitely ain't on the stage shaking your legs, showing a little breast assist. No, you are covered from head to toe. She converted to Islam, and that's it. I mean, maybe she can get some American girl to sing her songs, but no, you are now an Islam wife, girlfriend. What did you expect?
Well, yeah, this is a totally
now
different
culture. Now she wants to get out, but she better be glad she didn't have a kid, okay? Because
wow.
If she had a kid, it would be no go. She wouldn't be going nowhere. Well, I'll put it like this. Her kid wouldn't, because they are really intense about their children that, no, you're not going nowhere with our kid, with my kid. You know, almost like Michael Corleone from The Godfather. So, well, Janet, I wish you the best. But, girlfriend, when you converted to Islam, you know what time it is. You're a little bit too – you're not really too old. You could still have a kid, but since you don't want one, look like your husband looking for another woman so he can have some babies, some heirs to this $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, I know.
Good luck to
Moving
you.
On. Hey, hey. The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon has rolled out the huge ratings for NBC. His first week guests were Will Smith, First Lady Michelle Obama. He'll kick off the new era of late night show. I hear it's off the chain. I just saw what was the rap thing or the dances he did with Will, and then he did a rap thing with Timberland, I think.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen a whole show. I've been able to watch the video clips. And his show is just funny. I mean, I've liked Jimmy Fallon, though. He's funny to me. But he is really doing good since he took over. But that dance, well, wasn't a dance-off. Him and Will Smith were doing old-school dances. And it was funny. I mean, if anybody gets a chance, you got to YouTube that. Jimmy Fallon, Will Smith dancing. And you will definitely just laugh because it went viral. Everybody's watched that.
Oh, yeah. It was funny as heck.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but it was good. Hey, and Jimmy Fallon had a little move on him. He had a little move.
Oh, yeah. And he's good for NBC because he appeals to the youth. He does.
Yeah.
So he's bringing the ratings that they need.
And actually, it's time. You know what I mean? It's time for a new regime now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So good for him. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Niecy Nash is on a roll. Her latest TV show, HBO's Getting On, has been renewed for a second season. Yay! I love the show. It's about nurses who work with elderly patients. Now, she's also co-starring. She's doing two things. She's co-starring with comedian Cedric the Entertainer on the show on TV Land sitcom called Soul Man, where Cedric used to be an entertainer, but he decided to retire and become a minister. Excuse me, and she's the first lady. It's kind of good. Kind of good. Excuse me for coughing. But anyway, I think you'll enjoy it. So congratulations to you, Niecy.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, girl. She still looks good after she lost her weight. She has definitely maintained it.
Yes, she sure has. Well, actress dancer Rosie Perez is telling all in her new autobiography, Handbook for an Unpredictable Life. Perez reveals she and Jennifer Lopez do not get along, going back to their days on the show In Living Color. According to Perez, the show's choreographer Lopez, a dancer and aspiring actress, had a nasty attitude and erratic behavior. Okay, congratulations to basketball superstar LeBron James and his wife Savannah. The newlyweds are expecting their third child. James is currently on the cover of GQ magazine. Yes, congratulations, because it got two boys, so maybe now he'll get his little girl.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah. Well, CeeLo Green has left the building. Green will not be returning to serve as a judge on the NBC singer reality show The Voice. Green was a popular judge on the show, even though no one he picked won the big prize. Green also had a rough year. He was investigated over sex and drug allegations with other women. Excuse me. At press time, the investigation continues. Was he kicked off the show because of the allegations? CeeLo says he left the show on his own because he wanted to go on tour and work on his music. CeeLo is currently touring with Lionel Richie. Their tour will be on the East Coast, what, in the Camden, starting July 23rd.
That is one heck of a combination. Lionel Richie and CeeLo Green? I don't know. I guess that would definitely bring in a variety of fans. We shall see.
I guess.
Yeah.
Well, and some more gossip now. For you folks that watch The Housewives of Atlanta, and I'm one of them, Bernice, I hope you're listening. With her husband facing jail time for identity theft and fraud, reality star Phaedra Parks of The Real Housewives of Atlanta may lose her deal for a spinoff show on the Bravo network. Parks has been a fan favorite on Housewives, but did she know her husband, Apollo, was dirty dealing, and did she help him? Her husband, Apollo Nita, faces a lengthy jail sentence if convicted. I want y'all to know, she married him when he got out of jail. Because the other
girls.
What
was it about him that she was so attracted to? I mean, he's a good-looking dude, but, I mean, what else was there? Because she's the one that's an attorney, correct?
Yes,
So
right.
She is successful
and
on her own.
And she owns a funeral home. Yeah. Well, no, he has businesses. That's it. And I'm just curious, did she know? Because he did have her business. She has her attorney, and she also has her funeral home. And he had, his businesses. So he wasn't using her money, but whatever he was doing, it was not on the up and up.
That's too bad. Wow. Good luck to both of them.
Yes, indeedy. And NeNe, you need to slow your roll. And Kendra, if y'all been watching the show, Kendra is trying to get pregnant. She says she's got an African beau over in Africa, and she went over there for Valentine's Day. And I guess she had a wonderful time. Like, wow, you got to go all the way to Africa. Can't find nobody in the United States.
She adopted a kid?
No, she's going to have a kid. She wants to be artificially inseminated.
Oh, she
But she wants the African. He's a prince, wherever in Africa. She won't say where, but he's a prince. So I think she wants his sperm to be the sperm. You know, that would secure her. She's a ditch digger, too. Oh, yeah, ditch digger. I said that right.
Oh, okay. Wow. I guess.
Let me make sure. Okay, we're not missing no callers. Oscar winner Octavia Spencer is returning to TV in the show Red Band Society. Steven Spielberg is producing it, so I know that's going to be a hot one. Megan Good is also returning to TV in the science fiction drama Babylon Friends. Good will play a doctor. Okay.
She's married now, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
I thought there was rumors that she was pregnant. I might be wrong.
Who, Megan? I thought so, too. Well, anyway, congrats, to rapper Lil' Kim. The 39-year-old hip-hop icon is expecting her first child.
Yeah, that was kept real hush. I saw a picture of her, and I was like, oh, Lil' Kim's pregnant? I mean, I didn't hear anything about that. And, I mean, I'm not a real fan of hers to begin with, but that was honestly a shocker.
Yeah, she's kept it up. I didn't realize Lil' Kim is 39 years old. She'll be 40 this year.
She's been around since when Biggie came out in the 90s. She was already grown.
Oh, okay.
I want to know who's the father of her child.
Good question.
Yeah, congratulations.
And more T.O. gossip. Did Terrell Owens' soon-to-be ex-wife try to commit suicide, y'all, when the couple's marriage fell? Rachel Snyder reportedly had to be hospitalized after ending her two-week-old marriage to the former football star. The postal worker waitress claimed Owens only married her to secure a $2 million loan for a new home he wanted. Owens had no comment on the short-lived marriage or Snyder's alleged suicide attempt. He's desperate too for money.
Really?
Could Bill Cosby propose TV comeback be in trouble? The cause is in the development stages of a possible return to NBC and a new family sitcom. Past troubles could return first, though, to haunt the TV legend. Cosby, 76, has had to settle a past lawsuit involving a dozen women who claim they were drugged and sexually assaulted by him. Some of those ladies are talking to the press again. Will this hurt his chances of a new Bill Cosby sitcom seeing the light of day? Cosby said he wants to bring back a wholesome TV show to audiences.
But I thought he does have a show coming out. Am I wrong? Is that incorrect?
They're in the development stages. They're in the development stages, supposedly where he pays the grandfather. Yeah. It's still in the development stages. But I'm just kind of miffed right now. A dozen women who claim they were drugged and sexually assaulted.
By this guy, yeah. And this has been going on for years. And this, I think they're... Is it four states are charging him?
Damn.
Right now he's being charged with one, and then New Orleans and is it Philly or Las Vegas will be dealing with him as well.
What?
Yeah, and it's ridiculous. It's just like, are you kidding me? You've been going around doing this for a minute. Yeah, so
okay.
But they caught him. They caught him. Shopper's looking at some time. He'll be going away because they're, if he is convicted, I think they said minimum 30 years.
For Bill Cosby, you mean?
Oh, I'm sorry. Who are you talking about?
It's Bill Cosby.
I thought you were just talking about the end. What?
No. Okay, let me read it again. Could Bill Cosby propose TV comeback be in trouble? The cause is in the development stages of a possible return to NBC new family sitcom. Past troubles could return first, though, to haunt the TV legend. Bill Cosby, 76 years old, and has had to settle a past lawsuit involving a dozen women who claim they were drugged and sexually assaulted by Bill Cosby.
Okay, there's an NFL player that's being charged right now with the same thing you just read. I'm sorry, confused that fast. Wow, I've never heard anything about Bill Cosby being charged with sexual assault.
No, me either. Says some of these ladies are talking to the press. Will this hurt his chances for a new Bill Cosby sitcom? He said he just wants to bring back wholesome TV show to his audiences, so I don't know.
Wow.
But that I know, that's the wow to me. I never pictured him like that. But then, you know, some people pay heavily to keep certain things out the news, too. You don't know about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I hope it's not true, but if it is, then he needs to be charged and convicted.
Well, it says he has had to settle. He's already done it. A past household involving a dozen women.
Mm.
Claiming they were drugs. So he settled some of those lawsuits, well, involving a dozen women. Now, if all 12 got paid, I don't know. So it says some of them are talking to the press now. Is that going to hurt him because it's coming out? I'm like, all right. Okay, well, singer R. Kelly could land in jail if he continues to miss his child support payments. Really? Kelly, all the money you got? Kelly is $20,000 behind, and his lawyers say they can't find him because he has gone underground. Last year, he was $100,000 behind in his child support payments, but he paid up, y'all. Kelly has been battling his ex-wife, Andrea, for a while. He has court hearing in late March, and if he misses the appearance, he could be in jail for 30 days to 6 months. I don't either, Shav. I don't have no understanding about that. She was married to you. All three of your kids are legally married children to you. You know what I mean? I mean, they're not married, but because they're not grown yet either. They're like pre-teen and pre-teen.
Yeah, well, he just did the new album, what, Black Panties. And to my knowledge, that was a pretty successful CD for him. So why are you behind in your child support? You didn't make millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
It got to a point, it's been years since he has taken over his own writing, producing, directing. I mean, he pretty much runs his own music, so I don't understand how you could be behind in your child support. What kind of lifestyle are you living?
I don't know, but he, like I said, I even posted this on my Facebook. He could give that girl $1 million a year, and it wouldn't hurt him. You know, for all three children, make that $1 million a year child support. That's what I don't understand. Why you not, you know, you have no excuse. And these are your children, legally. It ain't like no side heifer or none of that stuff. You were married and had these three children.
Yeah. That's too
bad. So, you know, to me, that is trifling. I hope she hits him up for millions. I do. She's being nice. He only owes her $20,000 right now, but last year it took him a minute. He was $100,000 behind, but he paid it up in full. So, you see, I know he can be paying her. Why are you doing that? That's your children and your ex-wife. So, you know, R. Kelly, you are on my shit list right now because I have no understanding when a man is capable and has the money to pay for child support and be a father. That makes me wonder, what kind of father are you with your kids? Do you spend time with them? Do you do things with them? Because you sure kept them out the light that you didn't have kids or that you were married.
Yeah, the world is really getting to know who his ex-wife is because of that reality show.
Yeah, people didn't even know he was married and has three legitimate children. Okay, I know you have to look a certain way to the public to make money and stuff, but come on. He's been around long enough that this is really silly to me.
I hear you, and it'll be dealt with one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we haven't heard from John Singleton in a while. Director John Singleton has been tapped to lead the production of a biopic about the late rapper and actor Tupac Shakur. Singleton will write, direct, and produce the movie. Singleton and Tupac worked together, y'all, if you remember him, Poetic Justice with Janet Jackson, if y'all remember that.
Mm-hmm. Another Tupac movie? Bless his soul. It will keep going and going and going.
Well,
I mean, it's about a good 4 or 5 of them out there, so, you know, hey, add one more to the list.
Mm-hmm. Well, also in CBS Sports, football legend Dan Marino and Shannon Sharpe are out, y'all. And recently retired Tony Gonzalez will be joining the lineup for NFL Today alongside James Brown. Bill Cowher and Boomer Esiason, Sharp says he's disappointed by the shakeup, but he's grateful to CBS for the opportunity they gave him after he retired in 2003. Ain't that nice? Grammy Award-winning and Oscar-nominated songwriter-producer Pharrell Williams will be producing the soundtrack for the movie Amazing Spider-Man 2, featuring Jamie Foxx as Electro. He's going to be the villain this time.
Watch out now.
And let me see. I think that I've about covered most of the news today. Yep. Did you have anything that you knew about Shop?
No, not at all.
Up and up? Okay. Oh, let me give you this little gospel news right quick, y'all. Sorry about this. Bishop T.D. Jakes is dealing with a stalker whom he had arrested. This female stalker had been to his home, y'all, hit one of his security detail with her car, and was arrested at his church in Dallas. A restraining order was issued on her. Now, you know that child, she got mental problems. Bless her heart. You know she got mental problems. Okay, well, y'all, we're going to take a quick break here, and then we'll be back in five and let Shab do her news of the weird and, of course, the sports, and we'll go into our topic, Black History Month and Civil Rights Today. So don't you go anywhere. Stay right here.
Thank you.
And we are back. Hope you got your little cup of coffee or a glass of juice, whatever, but we are back. Okay, Shab is going to bring us the news of the weird. And let me give you that phone number again. I want y'all to call in, area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. And the chat room is open. So if you want to go in the chat room and have a discussion, you're more than welcome to join us in there as well. So without further ado, Shabanae
okay.
And News of the Weird.
I'm going to give a couple of stories on News of the Weird, which are two stories that sound crazy as I don't know what, that take place around the world. And I'll start with the stories under Can't Possibly Be True. Quote, "This was my life," unquote, said musician Bujima Ruzigi in December, referring to the 13 handmade flutes that he played professionally, and now they're gone. Arriving in New York City from Madrid with 13 woodwinds in his checked luggage, he was shocked to discover that U.S. Customs had destroyed them without notice because wood is a restricted agricultural import. Unsophisticated agents had apparently regarded them as mere bamboo. Ruzigi plays all over the world, including since 2002 with the Boston Camerata Ensemble, staged by the city's Museum of Fine Arts. Way to go, agents, you dummies.
You ain't kidding. Boy, they're going to pay for that, without a doubt.
Thank you. Saved by the blimps. Americans who have grown accustomed to hearing that U.S. is militarily without peer might have been shocked to learn in January, as CBS News reported from a Pentagon interview, that America has, quote, practically zero capability, unquote, either to detect enemy cruise missiles fired at Washington, D.C., from offshore, or even worse, to defend against them. The Pentagon's interim makeshift solution to protect the U.S. Capitol, said an official, is to launch two blimps soon to float 2 miles up over a base in Maryland to try to spot any such missiles. Really?
No.
Really?
We've got stuff way better than that. We don't know.
I hope so. In February, a California Highway Patrol officer handcuffed and threatened to arrest a firefighter performing an emergency roadside rescue along Interstate 805 in Chula Vista, California, because the rescuer would not move his truck from the fast lane where it was impeding traffic. Firefighters are required to block lanes during rescue specifically to impede traffic for their own protection and that of victims nearby. CHP and Chula Vista firefighters later jointly called the incident a, quote, miscommunication. That actually made national news. That story made national news. Yeah, it did. Because the firefighter kept saying, "I can't believe you're arresting me," because it was on the dash cam video. That's what made national news, because it was an uproar. He was literally rescuing these people who had gotten into a car accident. You could see it right there. And the police officer kept telling them, "You need to move your truck." He said, "No, by law, I have to keep the truck there. I need to help these people." Arrested him and put him in the back of the car and took him in.
And so what happened to the people he was helping?
I don't know.
They must have
assume they were probably okay, but yeah, that police officer was taken care of. He didn't lose his job, but trust me, he got in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
And Ed Fuchon sits in jail in Burlington County, New Jersey, where he will reside for a few months, serving a term for possession of marijuana. However, for 10 days each month until his release, the same judge who sentenced him has promised to allow him to go smoke medical marijuana in California to relieve pain from his bone cancer. Fuchon was convicted of possession before New Jersey legalized medical marijuana. Update, 4 days after Tritorian columnist's story about weed men for Chan and the subsequent internet frenzy it brought, Fuchon's judge commuted the final 130 days of his sentence and freed him. Yeah.
Okay, and there's your legal system, people.
Officials at the Emu Plains Correctional Center near Sydney, Australia, announced in January that they had preempted a planned escape by two female inmates ages 32 and 21 after finding a 60-foot length of tied sheets together in a cell. Nonetheless, the official said they were puzzled in that Emu Plains is a one-story facility enclosed right the Daily Telegraph by not a particularly high fence. So again, people, idiots, that's what you get. You know, one story, why are you tying that? And for our least competent criminals, perps who need to be in a different line of work, victim Joseph Torres, 27, was at home in New Mexico on New Year's Day when his fiance and young son, when four men barged in after threatening Torres on the telephone with, quote, "I'm a big East Side. I'll kill you and your family. I will go to your house." Torres is a mixed martial arts fighter, and by the time it was over, he and his family were safe, but one home invader was dead, another one was in the hospital, and the other two, including the telephoner, were under arrest.
Good for him.
Exactly. And reader's choice, last two stories. One, Ryan Benson, 40 years old, and Erica Manley, 37 years old, were arrested in Seaside, Oregon in January, shortly after they expressed their gratitude at a waitress at the Twisted Fish by leaving a tip, which was a plastic bag of methane.
What?
Meth, basically. Police said
what?
Manley had still more in her purse when they searched her. Methamphetamine.
Oh, and that was the tip.
Okay. That was the tip. Come on, people. Seriously. Number two, a week apart in January, Pope Francis' pair of peace doves released in Vatican City were almost immediately attacked by a seagull and a crow. And a 31-year-old nun in Rieti, Italy, unaware that she was pregnant, gave birth to a boy who she named Francis. No more details are released about that story.
Uh-huh.
And
interesting.
Those people, are the stories of the news of the weird. And real quick, just on the sports, more or less I'm just going to discuss the Olympics. If anybody has watched it take place in Sochi, Russia.
Oh, yeah.
The top medals, amazingly, Russia's number one. Totals, 33 medals, 13 gold, 11 silver, 9 bronze. United States is number two with 28, 9 gold, 7 silver, 10 bronze, and number three is Norway with 26, 11 gold, 5 silver, 5 bronze. Oh, excuse me, 10 bronze. And if you want to know the rest of the country's status on medals, feel free to go to ESPN.com. It's amazing how Russia was like not even top 10, and all of a sudden they're number one. Go Sochi, Russia.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I remember that one. And for you Daytona 500 fans, I'm not sure, but I know the race was delayed due to heavy storms. I'm not sure if it's back up and running. We don't have any updates at this time, but hopefully it will be soon because they only have done 95 miles out of the 500, so they got a long way to go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They got another 2 hours or so of racing. Mm-hmm. Well, very good.
Yeah.
Very good. You didn't have nothing on basketball, girl?
Oh, for NBA, real quick, Clippers beat Thunder 125-117. The Heat beat the Bulls 93-79. Right now in first quarter, the Wizards are beating the Cavaliers 30-27. And in the second quarter, the Raptors are beating the Magic 19-14. Tonight, the games that are being played are the Kings against the Nuggets, the Rockets against the Suns, the Timberwolves against Trailblazers, and the Nets against the Lakers.
That might be a good game, and that's in the Lakers, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
Might be. Never know.
That's true. That's true. Okay, well, thank you, Chauvinet, for those reports on News of the Weird and the Sports Report and the Olympics. So we are all good. Thank you so much. And now we're going to get into our subject, our show today of Black History Month and Civil Rights. So for people that don't know, let me just explain what Black History Month is. It's also known as African American History Month. In America, it is an annual observance in the United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom for remembrance of important people and events in the history of America diaspora. It is celebrated annually in the United States and in Canada and in February in the United Kingdom in October. Okay. Now, this is a quick little article I'm just going to read, and then we'll go into our discussion. We're over halfway through Black History Month, and people are already asking, why isn't there a White History Month? Well, that's because we celebrate White History all year long. February is just about the only time a black person can end a Facebook post with by any means necessary without seeming angry and rebellious. It's the one month we can wear and your hair any way you want or whatever, hair buttons on our lapels without getting called into HR for inciting a race riot. Yes, it's during February, the shortest month of the year, that white Americans has graciously agreed to entertain our Afrocentric posts and race-related discussions ad nauseum and free of fear. Well, mostly free of fear. This may come to a shocker to some, but Black History Month is actually for white people. Because chances are, if you're black and living in America, you are reminded of this fact every single day. Black History Month is for those who are unaware or have simply forgotten just how many black people have contributed to weaving, the fine fabric that is America. More importantly, it is for white people who wish to empathize with the black man's plight in America, our co-workers and comrades that yearn to gain a sincere understanding of what is meant to be black in America today. Well, for our curious white friends, the ones who agree that 28 days of blackness just isn't enough, to you I say, try blacker tone. With this suntan lotion, you can say no to white guilt and get affirmative action on that action.
Affirmative action.
Happy Black History Month. Okay, so that's the stuff that I have to say. I also have stats now. This was quite interesting to me. 10 cities for African-Americans. Believe it or not, number one was Jacksonville, Florida. Then Columbus, Ohio. Indianapolis was number three. Number four was Charlotte, North Carolina. Number five, Dallas, Texas. Number six, Nashville, Tennessee. Seven, Houston, Texas. Eight, Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina. Number nine was Atlanta, Georgia. And 10 was Washington, D.C., otherwise known as Chocolate City. Now, by region, this breaks it down even more. In the Northeast, the population is 18, percentage of black people is 18.3%. In the Midwest, black population is 18.2%. In the South, you shouldn't be surprised, 54.3% blacks live in the South. And in the West, it's only 9.1. And in the West, per population is 4.8%. It goes even lower.
So wow.
Most of African Americans live in the South and the Midwest, primarily. And then, of course, Northeast. Northeast has 18%. And the West, we have 9.1%. You know, they always be clowning us, like, do black people live in Alaska? Are they there in Washington? Like, yeah, we up here holding it down, too.
Yeah, we're not all in the South.
Yep. So, okay.
Well, see, since we're talking about.
Yeah, go ahead, honey.
Well, one of my things I had posted on my Facebook page was, how does society view Black History Month? In 2014, you know, how far have we come as a society? Where are we at with equality, jobs, racial profiling? You know, statistically, are we still out here, you know, making babies and walking away from our children? Are we getting better in our education? I mean, it's a lot out here. And one that stands out right now to me is the judicial system. Well, duh, I'm in it. I love it. And right now, if anybody is aware of the Michael Dunn case, and the Michael Dunn case is a case where this man and his fiance were at a gas station in Florida, and Jacksonville, Florida, excuse me, and the young men were, November 23rd on 2012, were teenagers. You know, they're in an SUV, they're playing the rap music, being kids. Dunn asked them to turn the music down. They told him, no, he needs to mind his own business. I mean, they're kids. What do we do with kids? Just ignore them sometimes. And that's what teenagers do. They're 17 to 19 years old. These are kids. They love their music regardless if it's rap, rock, house, whatever. They play their music loud. That's what they do. Well, apparently Dunn took it upon himself to get into an argument with the 17-year-old Jordan Davis and happened to have his gun on him, Mr. Dunn, and within the exchange of their argument, pulls his gun. Excuse me. He claims Mr. Davis had something in his hand. The police checked the car. There was no gun, no weapons, no nothing, except soda cans that were open. These kids were not on any drugs, and there was no liquor in their system. Dunn claims Davis threatened him, and he decided to take the matter into his own hand, pulled out his gun, and riddled the car with 10 bullets, killing Mr. Davis and injuring the driver and I believe one of the passengers, and then left. Him and his fiance left the store, didn't even call the prosecutors or anything, got in their car and drove on. He stated that his fiance, Rhonda Rutter, I think they were going to visit her family, and so they left, drove about 40 miles away, checked into a bed and breakfast in St. Augustine, ordered pizza, drank rum and cola, had no idea until 6 hours later, I believe it was on TV, that the kids were shot and a car was shot up and Mr. Davis had died. Mr. Dunn himself never contacted the police. He even drove further after discovering this, that the young man had died. And then finally, I believe within a few days, he came back and then, you know, they knew who he was and turned himself in. Mm-hmm. So he was charged with five counts. Four charges. Three of them were attempted second-degree murder, and one was first-degree murder. He was convicted on the attempted second-degree murders. He was convicted three charges out of four. They were hung on the first-degree murder. Most people, if you know what first-degree is, that's premeditated murder. So that is kind of hard to prove in this type of circumstances, because we all know Michael Dunn did not wake up – well, you hope he did not wake up that morning to say, I'm going to kill four black teens. No. But he did pull his gun, second-degree murder. Your intent is bodily injury to murder, and that's what he intended to do. Even though he claimed he didn't, you did. That's why he was convicted. So each of those charges carries 20 years. So now that he has been convicted on three of them, that's 60 years right there, and this man is 47 years old, he will die in prison. Now, his defense team does intend to appeal the conviction, and the prosecution, Aaron Wolferson, said on the news that they are going to go forward with the first-degree attempted murder charge again against Michael Dunn. But Ms. Davis, Jordan's mom, said she was happy. She was still angry that she lost her son, but they are happy that there was some type of justice for them, that he was convicted three out of the four charges.
Yeah.
So, and she says she continues to pray for Mr. Dunn and his family. She says she has asked her family to pray for them as well. And so a lot of people are stating that this story is very similar to the Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman story, which we all know Zimmerman killed Trayvon Martin in an altercation where Trayvon had Skittles and a soda on him walking back to his father's house in a gated community. Zimmerman assumed he was this thug gangster because he was a black man that just happened to have a hooded sweatshirt on, called the police on the young man. The police told Zimmerman to stay in his car. He still took it upon himself, walked up on Trayvon. They got into an altercation. He killed Trayvon, stating he was standing his ground. He felt his life was in danger. The prosecutors brought the case forward, did charge him with first-degree murder, and this SOB was acquitted.
Yep.
And so, again, the prosecution and politicians are starting to challenge the law in Florida of stand your ground. So people felt the Michael Dunn case killing Jordan Davis was quite similar to Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman because, again, both of these men approached the teenagers who weren't doing anything. And now these are two young men who have lost their lives. Just fortunately for the Davis family, at least they were able to get some type of justice for the death of their son.
Right, where Trayvon's parents never got justice.
No.
Yep.
They did not. So, you know, it's situations like these, like, you know, you have an African-American woman, oh, my gosh, I'm drawing a blank, that also used stand the ground law for her husband. He was coming to attack her in the garage. She fired at him. She didn't even kill this man. I don't even think she struck him with the bullet, and she was sentenced to 20
or 30. No, she fired up in the air. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and yet she was still convicted. What is it, 20 years? 20 or 30 years, this woman has been sitting.
30 years.
And she's in prison, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that she did win her appeal. So, you know, where's the equality there in the justice system? You know, we have lost two men, two young African teenagers, by the hands of white men. One acquitted, one convicted out of three or four charges. This black woman who's trying to save herself from a domestic violence situation is convicted for standing the ground. Where's the equality there?
There is none. There is none.
Yes.
Because she didn't even shoot anybody. She shot up in the air. Granted, she's not supposed to, you know, have a firearm out like that, but she was scared for her life. And I'm sure that was proven, even though they still sent her to jail, to prison.
Yes.
And I'm sure it was proven that she had domestic problems with her husband. But, you know, there's history on that particular case, and yet they still sent her to prison.
Marissa Alexander, that was her name. And, yes, she has been released. She is free on bond because, I was correct, she did win her appeal for her case. So she is awaiting a new trial.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully the second child, they'll throw that shit out.
Hopefully. Mm-hmm. You know, but this is where, you know, they're saying it's time to either, I don't think so much they were eliminating the law, stand your ground in Florida, but modify it. You know, it's the same where, you know, the convictions were, you know, people who were getting arrested and convicted for selling crack cocaine, who was, well, the drug dealers, of course, were mainly minorities between Hispanic and African Americans. Yet you had white men bringing in, or white people, excuse me, or, white people, mainly and Hispanics, don't get me wrong, kilos of powder cocaine, where the value of powder cocaine is 10 times the value of crack. Yet the crack dealer was getting 20 to 30 years, and the cocaine, you know, importers were getting a few years in federal prison. You know, and finally they've changed that law. Well, you know, you need to be equal about that. But, again, that shows you the unfairness there. Come on.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Very good. Very good.
Yeah. So, you know, it's stuff like that. But at the same time, we as African Americans need to take ownership and responsibility of our own because of black history. There are a lot of doors that have been opened for us. You can only blame the man for so much. I mean, there's opportunities now for college, for careers, for homes, for cars. I mean, building your credit, building your reputation. People, go for it. Stop making excuses. Back in the 60s, the 50s, the 40s, they didn't have what we have now. So, stop making excuses and take advantage of these situations and better yourself and then help the generations behind you. I mean, I didn't recall Martin Luther King sagging his pants trying to get a point across.
Hmm.
You know, I didn't recall the people who were bringing good gospel music or R&B back in the day that touched your soul, made you feel like a lady or romantic. I didn't recall them saying bitches and hoes and niggas.
Nope.
I mean, come on, y'all. You know, that's what I'm saying. As African-Americans, we have to take responsibility for our actions. We killing one another, and you want to blame that on the man? The man may bring the guns into this country, but the man didn't put the gun in your hand.
That's right, and I will always say, a gun ain't never killed nobody. It's the person that has a gun that kills you.
Yeah.
A gun can't just jump up and shoot you. It can't, not until you handle it.
Yep. Exactly. You know, no,
I
we didn't have too many opportunities.
Hmm? Go ahead, honey. No, go ahead.
I'm just saying, you know, from that side, let's go on to education. Yes, there were many, many not even missed opportunities, but denials for African Americans to better themselves in the education field. We have scholarships now. We have grants. We have loans. People, there are opportunities out there. Take advantage of that. We can now, you may not have to get a four-year degree. Get an AA. Get a technical or vocational certificate.
Yeah,
there are opportunities now.
Mm-hmm. Right on, Shab, because I was going to say for people, they're like, well, I can't go to college. I don't have the money or my parents can afford it. There's vo-tech schools now. You can still get the same education, even better, because it'll be in the field that you want to go in.
Yes.
So you can go to vo-tech schools that are a lot cheaper, way cheaper than going to the college, that are still reputable and certified in your field. And you will get credit for it. So, yes, ma'am.
Yes, take advantage, people.
Mm-hmm. And know the laws and... When you're being stopped by the police, don't act stupid. You know, give them, if they want your driver's license, give them the driver's license and the registration. You know, don't start acting silly and like he's going to do something to you or whatever. You know, that just causes them to reflect on you and say, well, hey, maybe my life is in danger.
Yes. Yes.
You know? So do the right thing. And doing the right thing, sometimes things still happen wrong. As Shabbat said in some cases. So, but that's okay. But you stand forward and know that you did the right thing.
Yes.
You know, and hopefully right will see you out.
You can pray on that. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and take the time to learn your history, too. Learn about Kwanzaa. Learn about Juneteenth. You know, learn about more than just Dr. King. You know, go beyond what the books are telling you, because trust me, you're not getting everything in school. You're just not. You know, parents, educate your children, regardless of your race. You know, and beyond African-American history, hell, learn about the Native American history. Learn about Asian-American history. You know, we have to stop running from each other and learn to learn about each other.
Because the Spanish have a great history, too, because they were up here in the United States before we drove them back to Mexico, so they have a lot of history as well as the Native American.
Exactly. So participate. Get to learn all. Make a difference.
Yep. Amen. Amen. Well, we hope that you've enjoyed the show today. We've really had a good, good show, Chardonnay.
Yes, we did.
And I hope that we've enlightened and empowered people to, you know, look at Black history and see what can you do. What can, not just Black History Month, but what can you do to give back to the community that you live in? Don't forget about volunteer work as well.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Well, I hope everyone was able to learn a little bit, do a little bit, remember a little bit, change a little bit of something positive for Black History Month. Even if it didn't have to do with Black History Month, as long as you just did something that made someone else's day better, that's what it's about. Make a difference.
Yeah. There you go. Make a difference. Any way that you can. Make a difference, whether it's young or old, because you can always help somebody out. Whether it's, like Shab said, through volunteering, charitable work, or whatever, but put yourself out there and let them know we can make a difference. We can make a difference.
Speak on.
Well, Chabonet, we're going to close this show out. It's been a good Sunday, and
yes,
I hope everyone Yes, I hope everyone enjoyed. And be sure and join us next Sunday. I just want to say on next Sunday, because I was supposed to do the show on free advertising, and it was a lot of people that were going to be on the air, but because we had a death in the family, I had to cancel that show. So the first Sunday in March, we will do that show on advertisement. So just to let you know, be sure it's free advertisement. It was my way and Shaw's way of giving back through the radio Black History Month to give people opportunity to advertise their products. So it'll just be next Sunday, so please join us. As well as don't forget, Tuesday is Brenda's Bring Your Own Brilliance. It's at 11 a.m. Wednesday is Psychic Readings with Linus. That's at 3 o'clock. Thursday, Filmcology with Brenda. This show is about Eva, something other, Express with Eva, or Scared Eva, I don't know, something, but anyway. And, of course, Friday is Traffic Jam with Linus at 3 o'clock, and Saturday, Time to Love with Lydia, and that comes on at 2 o'clock. So I hope that you're able to join us on any of those shows. And we enjoy the feedback. Please let us know how we're doing. We hope we're doing good and bringing good news and good things to you.
Right on.
Yeah. So with that, I'm going to say good night, Chabonet.
Have a wonderful week, ladies and gentlemen, and learn to love somebody today.
That's good for me. All right, we're out.